Good morning, everybody, or of course, whatever greeting is relevant to the time of the day you are listening to this. My name is Hope Nabalayo, and welcome back to Out of the Box Podcast. That is OOTB, if you may. And in today's episode, I will be having with me a fashion icon in the making, and I cannot wait for you guys to meet her. So, hi, Melanie.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm so excited.
You are.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
I know you are. Yeah. Like, that I cannot deny.
Yeah.
So, how are you feeling being on OOTB today?
I said I'm a fan, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, wow, like, this is nice. You have something good going on here, so yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, we, that is me and the audience, we're honored to host you today. So, if you may, would you tell us who Melanie Kijedi is, like, if you were put on the spot today to describe yourself?
Wow, okay. Okay, Melanie Kijedi is a student.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a creative. Mm-hmm. I create content around fashion and art. And I also own my own business, my own online thrift business. I sell women's apparel as well.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I've actually bought clothes from you before and I don't regret it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't remember where I first saw you though, on Instagram that is. But once I did, I knew that this is a page I'd be following for a very long time.
I think I followed you because of your podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, because I saw people reposting your
Then that's how we must have encountered each other.
Yeah, then I listened to some episodes, then I followed you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you've mentioned something really interesting. You've mentioned that you create content around fashion.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to go this route?
Okay, wow. So like after high school, okay, this is the thing. I've always liked clothes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like this, I have an older sister. Let me start from there. So like how I dressed like in high school, like I think I was trying to like dress like her.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, but you're the first one. So like you've never like maybe your younger sisters, like you kinda know how you want to dress, but like you look up to your older sister and you're like, wow, she has such nice clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like but after high school, like I just started realizing like, you know, now you're becoming your own person. You're just trying to do your own thing. And then then I was just like I just picked up on like style that I like, and it was just interesting. So I was like, yeah, I think I want to dress in how I want to dress, you know, like, yeah, she has nice clothes, but I was like, you know what, I think I'd like to dress in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my own style. And then when I realized that, wow, I like dressing like this, I decided, wow, let me just document it and yeah, just put it out there, just to have it there, just look at it and yeah, be like, oh yeah, I like that outfit. I like
interesting.
That, you know? Yeah.
So you've mentioned style and fashion, but I'm sure most of us confuse the two terms.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you differentiate the two?
Okay. Style. Style is a reflection of your personality. Yeah. Because we have a bunch of clothes. Like we have different designers coming up with like different like ways to, like you'll see like what LV has and what Chanel has is not the same, yeah? But like you see people still buy their things, yeah? But I think style is like you're trying to make, like you're trying to kind of build up a wardrobe where you can be like, yeah, that's how I want to feel, that's how I want to be, like reflecting your personality, you know? So like, but fashion is, I think fashion is like in general, like that's just putting it all together, you know. But like style is like, yeah, if I want to be like, I want to dress in like a vintage kind of like way, I want to be chic today, you know, that's your style, you get. But like fashion is like, I kind of see it as like the runway magic that we kind of see like on runways, but I think that's fashion. But style is what you make it.
So would you say fashion is more of trends?
Yeah, okay, I think I'd say that, but and then what you pick up on and what you make it is like your style.
So can I have my style, can I have different styles any day?
I think so. You know, every day you wake up, like picking out an outfit, you're choosing like who you want to be that day. Yeah, like today I just feel like being like chic and feminine, and tomorrow I just feel like having, you know, something more grunge and something, you know, different. But I think there's, you have like, that's why I find it hard when people ask me like how I describe my style.
How would you describe your style?
It's quite simple and timeless, because I think like I pick out pieces that can be reimagined like time over time. Like, like with a white shirt, like I'll just wear it like what I'm wearing right now.
You guys should see her right now.
I think it's simple and timeless. Because I don't want to put it like one box and say like it's just vintage, because some days I just, I'm not like dressed up like in a vintage kind of.
So you feel like in a way the style gives you a sense of identity, right?
Because you
do pick out who you want to be every single day.
And how you want to feel.
So you would agree that picking up a style has a significance in self-identification, right?
Yeah, it does. Because, I think every day when I get dressed up, I'm just like, this is how I want to feel this day, So it just makes you feel like, I'm owning how I look today. So that's style. It's just making you feel like, I own what I'm wearing today. Like, for people, you might see it's just like, I'm wearing just a pair of jeans, but, like, you don't know how it makes me feel. Like, these jeans make me feel like, I just feel some type of way, and it's nice, you know. I think I'd say that,
I'm feeling like your style has so much more meaning, a deeper meaning than just what we see. Posting pictures and, you know, we're not seeing the thought that came into putting this style together, into putting this concept. In fact, I really love the Alice in Wonderland concept.
Thank you.
I mean, there's so much creativity and imagination that goes through this process. Are there any challenges you face while coming up with this creative process?
Yeah, a lot. Like, creative blocks. You want to create. Sometimes you really want to create. Yeah. But, like, there's just that one thing. You just can't think of ideas. You know, ideas just don't come. Like, I want an idea right now. And then it comes to you right now. You can't just have an idea just come to you like that. So, I say just... But I've learned to be patient with myself. Like, if I get... So like the Alice in Wonderland one, I just like the movie, and I like the soundtrack of the movie, and from the music videos, like from the soundtrack, and like just all of that just made me feel like, oh wow, I've always wanted, and I think I wrote it down somewhere that I wanted to like create that, but like I didn't know how I was going to create it. That's the thing, if you give yourself like patience. I think that's, before I posted that, I think it was like 2 months before, like I wrote it down. I was like, how? Okay, I want to like do an Alice in Wonderland themed shoot, but how? You know, like I watched the movie, there's so many parts in the movie, but I was like, wait, if I think about it, the part that's like I feel like it was, I just really liked it, was that tea party scene, you know, it was just so much like, you know, there's a lot of props, there's a lot of just, there's a lot happening in that scene. So I was like, you know what? I think I now know what I want to do with it. You know, I know, like, the movie has so many cool scenes.
But yeah,
like,
it does.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, okay, I like the movie, but, like, how am I going to bring it to life? Because I think before I shot that, the day before, I shot something different and it didn't turn out, like, well, that's another challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, I shot, like, something else. And, you know, I spent, like, the whole day doing it. And
oh, no.
Yeah, then I was just like, okay, after doing this the whole day.
You do this all by yourself?
Yeah. But what? If I need, like, help, like, the props, like, I'll literally ask my sister, could you come hold this teapot for me? And my mom, that's so supportive. Aww. So I'm like, mom, just hold this. And, you know, she's just seeing her cups being brought out of the house. And she's like, okay, I'm going to trust that you don't break them. Because, but they're so supportive. They'll be like, oh, you need help holding this. It's fine. But, like, I do it myself. Mm-hmm. Like, if I need help taking photos, I just ask my sister. Like, she can do it for me. Yeah. But if I'm alone, I'll just do it, by myself.
I really love that you have this group of supportive women who just got your back and they're letting you do your thing.
Yeah.
And about that, has anyone ever tried holding you back from
No, I think it would be only me trying to hold myself back, because I'd be like, oh, let me not post this, you know, mm-hmm. like the imposter syndrome.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Like, no, I don't think anybody has come to me and be like, no, just trying to put me down as I don't think so. But like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. But myself, I think I'm like, like I'd put myself down. Like I'd be like, you could try, like, you know, like don't post this right now. It's not as good, you know. Yeah. But I'm trying to overcome it. It's hard.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that you write down exactly what you want.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much power in clarity. Once you put it down on paper and you set your mind to doing what you need to do and just putting all your efforts to it, there's so much that can come from it. And almost all the writers I read emphasize on writing down your goals.
Yeah, writing down all ideas and all of that. Because, you know, when you get an idea, literally, I just take like, you know, okay, I have a sketchbook, but like just a sketch concept, not like I can draw anything, but just have an idea of like where things will go when I take that final picture, you know. So when you get an idea, just if you have pen and paper anywhere, just take it and just, you know, just put it down just in that moment. Because if you just have an idea of something like you saw, you watched, your experiences, those ideas, you know, your memories, those are ideas that you could shoot. And so just don't lose that chance. Just carry something around with you and just, do you have an idea? Just quickly, if you have a, like a notebook, something to just
write it down.
Yeah, before it goes, because ideas just vanish. You know, they're just like, I thought about this. I can't remember how I saw it, but like you need to like write it down, sketch it if you can.
Yeah.
And for me, sketching helps. It's not like I can draw, but like I just know where, like if this prop needed to go there, I'd be like, okay, now it works like that. Yeah. So yeah.
I love that we've brought up this idea thing, because I am aware that you love Elizabeth Gilbert
as much as I do.
And I was actually trying to go through Big Magic. I was trying to go through Big Magic before you walked in. And I actually went through the idea part where she talks about ideas coming to you in a magic way.
Yeah,
like they just come and they can vanish whenever if you don't act on them. It's like people. You know, if someone approaches you and you act not interested, of course this person won't stick around. They'll go to the next person.
Yeah.
So have you ever felt like this idea has been stolen or something, yet you had it, you just didn't work on it?
Before I read the book, I used to think that. But I was like, you know what, But to be honest, ideas are like, when she says ideas are like floating around, like whoever is willing to like act on it will like do it before you do it. And then you'd be like, oh, but I had that idea, but you didn't do anything about it. You see, but that person had something like to do, like they actually took action and then they said, but I don't think I saw it as being stolen. I just thought like, oh, I wish I did it before. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I get you.
Yeah. But like, when I read the book, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. Like, the idea is everywhere. Like, you could literally be anywhere, even in class.
Yeah.
And you just think of an idea and you're like, wow, such good timing. Literally. Like, this is not good. I mean, this is not good timing. Like, wow. Like it could have come like, and I was just chilling and sitting like alone. And then I had time like to like write it all down. And yeah, but it comes in at times like when you literally don't even have time to like start like putting it down or whatever. But like I said, just cut, if you have pen and paper anywhere, you just
should have like an idea notebook or something.
Yeah, and
so that they don't just leave or vanish. But then with all these challenges, like you've mentioned, self-doubt and of course not working on your ideas, what really drives you, what motivates you to just move forward despite everything the universe is throwing your way to put you down?
I think the love of the craft. I just I just like creating. It just makes me feel alive. I know it's cliche saying that, but it's true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It's like you just feel like, wow, if I had to do like one thing every day, it's creating. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the one thing that I
know. The love of the craft.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, how do you reach a point that you love something so much?
That's the thing. I never even thought that I would be taking, like, I never thought I'd be taking pictures like that. I never, like, thought, like, you know how I used to be that person, you know, you'd post a picture and archive it the next. No, with that time, there was nothing like archiving. Like,
so you delete.
So you delete. You're just like, it's fine. Let me just, And I was not like, but I realized, like, I think during like 2020, you know, we had a lot of time to like just be
especially alone during COVID, right?
So I was like, wow, do you know I spend so much time on Pinterest? And I've always been like, that's such a cool shoot. You know how they have like cool shoot ideas? And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Like, because I realized, like, even when I watch movies, I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Imagine just taking a photo, like, just, you know, with that whole concept. And then I was like, that would be cool, but I'm not doing anything about it. So, like, I think 2020, like, was just like, you know, I can try, like, take photos of like document like outfits that I like, you know, concepts that are really cool. So that's
interesting. Anyway, COVID gave us so much time.
Plenty of time to like do. If you want to try something and fail at it, it's fine.
It's fine. Like, you can always bounce back or try something new altogether. You know. And apart from that, are there any growth points that you have noted in your journey? Like, how would you say you've developed as a person from your style, from your fashion, from your craft?
I feel like style just made me come out of my comfort zone. You know, like how you just feel like, wow, you're being this new person.
It got you out of the box.
Pun intended. I think a lot of confidence. I think you said the thing I was saying, like posting a picture then deleting it. I had no reason to delete it, but now I just feel like, you know what, just put your craft out there, whatever. You know how Elizabeth says, like, once it's out there, it's on its own, you know, like it's on its own. You just let it out, but just do it for you. Like, if you like to do something, let's say you cook and you just want to put out recipes out there, like, that are cool for you, just do it.
So you do it for you,
just
not for
you,
anyone else.
Because once your idea is out there, it's whether it gets judged or not, whether it fails or not, it's out there. It's now not about you. It's just doing its own thing out there. Even if like it bombs or whatever, it's out there. So it's not about you. It's about what it is, like what you created. It's out there. So like if it gets judged or whatever, it's just out there. You created it. You let it be. Just let it be there. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's your creation. And can I ask you something personal?
Yeah, it's okay.
Are you religious?
Yes.
So, the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I was reading the creation story. I don't know what took me to particularly the creation story. And I shared this with one person because I've never looked at the creation story like that. There's something popped in me. So, from day one to day seven, when God rested, I was reading how, you know, he created everything, and at the end of it, he said that it was good, right? And on the seventh day, he rested, all of that, and he told us to go out there and fill the earth, right? And then I was like, wait, people are always talking about filling the earth in the sense of having kids and families and generations, right? But then, I mean, this filling the earth has come right after the creation, like God creating all of these things and all of that. So what if we look at it in a way that we're being told to fill the earth with our creations, our ideas, our innovations and all of that. And the fact that on day one, God created what he created and acknowledged that it was good is the only reason he moved on to day two. Day three, four, five, six. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Can you imagine if he created? It was day and night. Right? Day one. Do you think he'd have moved on to day two? Like, if he'd had put down his creation and said, you know, this isn't
and
good.
Deleting it.
Yeah,
and
like I'm
like,
just deleting it.
You know what? I'll just post and delete.
I mean, I feel like. Yeah, he did go on. I feel like that creation story just changed my whole perception on social media and posting. Because if I don't acknowledge that what I'm creating is good and keep at it, like do what I have to do. If I'm tired, let me rest. But that's how I'm filling my space with my ideas and my innovations. And I inspire more people to do the same.
Exactly. You see.
I just feel like that was such an eye-opening realization.
Like, just put your craft out there. Once it's out there, it's on its own. It's not, I think she says in her book that it's not your baby. Like,
it's not
treating it like your baby and holding it so close to you. So, like, yes, if it succeeds, well and good. Like, yeah, you get so much, like, appreciation and feeling like, wow, you know, but it's on its own. Move on to the next thing. You know
move
what
on
I
to
mean?
Because
sometimes you may get caught up. Let's say it's, yes, if it's good, yeah, you'll be like, wow, that's good. But you should just move on to the next thing, create the next thing, put it out there, and it's on its own. Let it just do its thing and just be there, you know, and just continue creating just for you.
Just
you know?
For you.
Yeah.
I think that's the key point. Most of us do things for others.
Yeah, and just waiting for, like, wow, what will people say? Like, about, it's not about what people will say, you know, it's just about what, do you like it? Do you like it? Just put it out there. If you don't like it the next day, probably that's, like, imposter syndrome, like, creeping in, and then you're just, like, just trying to, like, put down something that you created, and it's really, you know, that's, you know, that's what's special and unique about us. Like, let's say, you see the thing about ideas, we might all have the same idea, but how we put it out there is different, you know. Like, I think, I don't know if I was watching a movie and they said, like, I don't know if it's the book or the movie, I can't even remember, but like you see guys like Shakespeare, you see these people, like, let's say guys who make movies, we have so many probably rom-coms that probably have, like, the same endings, but, like, how the storyline went down is different,
it's
and
different.
They made it their own. So, yeah, we have the ending, like, how the ending will be, but, like, how do you make it your own? You know, we're all unique. Like, we'll make the story different. We'll do this, this, and that. So, even if, like, ideas are there, like probably, like, just doing something that is just unique to you and not, like, don't focus too much on, like, someone did that. Like, how can you do it in your way? You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Yeah, like, if I can shoot this in a different way, and that's fine. The other person did it, like, this way, and it was fantastic, you know. But, like, how would you do it in your way, you know?
Yeah, like, just owning.
Yeah, owning your craft, you know. Yeah. That's how you would do it. And because even when I look at Pinterest, there's so many shoots that look, like, similar, but shot so differently.
Different.
I'm like, wow, it's everyone, like, through someone else's lens, like, it's different. I feel like you're unique when you embrace, like, who you are and just accept, like, your, like, who you are is what makes your craft. Like, your memories, your experiences, all those things just make you you. You know what I mean? Like, you put it out there and it's just you. Yeah, people can actually feel you through the,
I know,
you know, like, they can tell, like, no, even if it, people might say, like, it kind of looks like, no, it doesn't look like that,
it
because
doesn't.
It's your own, you know,
There's just a personal touch to it.
Yeah.
And speaking of imposter syndrome, why do you think I would feel like an imposter in my craft? Like, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
But why would I really feel like an imposter? Is it because I know deep down that I'm not putting in enough work? Or is it because I know that this isn't something I want to do. This is not my thing.
I've been thinking about that as well. Like, I don't know, like, where it comes from. Like, because if we really look at it, like, we're all unique, yeah? Why would I feel like I'm, like, probably you don't belong, like, somewhere, like, in probably a field, like, you're like, probably I don't belong here, but why do you feel like that? Probably, I don't know where it comes from, to be honest, because excuse me, I don't even know where it comes from, but, like, just when I think of, like, when I'm creating and when I think of, like, times I'm like, should I, you know, like, you're trying to convince yourself, wow, I shouldn't actually post this, you know, but, like, sometimes I'm like, no, but I really like it, like, probably you want acceptance, like, from people, like, probably you want to try a trend and probably you don't fit in with a trend, you know? Yeah, but I don't know if you get, but, like, do you know, like, probably, let's say you're trying a TikTok, yeah?
Do you do TikTok, by the way?
No.
I haven't seen you there.
I'm not TikTok savvy. I don't know. I don't know, yeah, but, like, yeah. It's a cool app, yeah. I feel like guys who can do TikToks, like, wow. Let's even try a TikTok, like a trending TikTok, like, thingy, and then probably you're like, no, but if I do it like this particular person who got this number of views, probably it will be, like, perfect. And in the process of you trying to create what the other person created, like, that's where you'll find it, like, hard to be like, oh, wow, like, like you'll just find it hard to even post it, or just feeling like you're an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just when you look like deep down in like who you are, like probably want to make that TikTok into like something different, like probably makeup tutorials have been done using the sound, probably you want to do like fashion content using it. You don't necessarily have to use it for like makeup, you get what I mean? Like just making it your own, I think, yeah, just finding that unique part of yourself. And you're like, yeah, I like doing this. I think I'm going to do it like this and like that. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I have that challenge myself.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, like if I'm posting something, I'm just like, wait, it's not getting as much likes yet. I'm posting something so similar to say Melanie's post.
Yeah,
what's happening? So that's, what I did is hide my like count and also hide other people's like counts.
Oh,
so when I post, I can't see how many likes I don't know who got, and I can't see the likes I'm getting unless I check.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's really helped me in
I think controlling. It helps. Yeah, it helps. If it's going to help you, like, just create your own thing and just don't look at, oh, this got this number of views, but when I did it, it didn't get like this number of views. But I think just keep creating. I feel like when you just keep doing you, you never know, you know. Yeah. Never know who is watching, you know.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, so yeah, just be unique, just be yourself, be authentic. You see,
Do you think you are yourself even in your business, or is your business more open to other personalities, other styles, or is it just your thing?
Okay, the thing with business I learned is it's not necessarily how you'd like to dress. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned, yeah. Like probably, let's say I like to dress in this type of way, but the people who are buying from me, my clients probably, I think that's a big thing, like just listen to your clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones to tell you like, we like this type of style, like bring us this type of style. Mm-hmm. Like you might not see me wearing the same clothes because probably that's not the same, but you'll find me, because there are some pieces that I may be selling. I don't wear all of them, of course, because but I realize, oh, people really like this, you know. Let's say tennis skirts, for example. Like if people decide they want tennis skirts tomorrow, you give them what they want, you know what I mean? But make it your own also. You know what because there's because I think like you'd see so many like pages like with different styles, you know, and you can tell like the person selling subscribes to that type of style as but is also trying to make it very broad and very trying to just include like everybody who would like that style. So I feel like, I think for business it's quite different. You just need to listen before you start, you know, just listen to what people want, because they're the ones who are making you like run the So I feel like, yeah, but like maybe they want this type of style, like I'll bring you this in maybe prints I like, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's florals I like, but I've brought you like the product you want, and you'll end up liking it, and then you'll just see like, yeah. And also probably how you make content on your page as well. It shows like your personality as so there's those things. Just try and make it feel like you're including everybody, because your clients want to feel included.
They do.
Because they're the ones who are making you continue with your business.
They're making
you
money.
So you gotta listen to them. So yeah, you have to listen to them. So I think just listen. Quite different for business, but like listening. But you see, your personality still comes out, because at the end of the day, people buy people as well. So like, true. So like, when you sell, just sell a personality as well. It's something you learn, but like, it's a learning process. But you keep doing it until you just try and get good at it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what got you into business?
Wow, just the thing. I was saying when I finished high school. So
you also started it after high school.
Yeah, because at that time I was trying to see like, okay, I like these types of clothes. Yeah, they're nice. But I want to make it like my own, you know, mm-hmm. like I think that's the time you kind of just want to be your own person. Like you're just trying to see like, like since I'm out of school, I just felt this thing like, oh, I can just dress how I like mm-hmm. to dress. Like I felt free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, people like after I started like dressing in a certain type of way, like the pants I'd wear, like when I was in school, people would ask me like, where'd you get your pants, you know? So I was like, that's interesting. But you know, I just tell them like, oh, I got them here. Yeah. And I never think much about it, but I was like, wait, I could actually sell the pants.
Make it easier for everybody.
Yeah. Cause you can buy them from me. Yeah. Like if you'd like to, you know, also I really like clothes. So I don't know, like after high school, it was like, I just found like, wow, I really, really like clothes. Like, or just like consuming fashion content, like Vogue. Like mm-hmm. I'd be like watching Vogue like all the time and fashion hauls. I think I just realized like, wow, I really like doing this. And I was like, but the business part, I was like, since I like clothes and people also want to know where I got some of my clothes, mm-hmm. why don't I just sell them, you know? And also, my mom is into business, like, and my sister as well. Mm-hmm. So
you've learned a lot
from them. Yeah, and also, yeah, so over the years, you're just like, wow, they're really doing like something nice. So I think it's really,
So you'd say your business and your style, they in a way complement each other.
Yeah, I think so.
And you do know you're going to be really big soon.
Oh, amen. Amen to that. I mean, also, this podcast is going to be like huge. Do you know that?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in this industry you are heading into, are there some people you look up to or people who you're just like, wow, I want to be like this person? I want to be Melanie, but like this person.
Okay. Wow, there are so many. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like
Let's make it local.
Yeah, I was going to say in Kenya, there are so many people who like create like amazing content. Mm-hmm. So like, wow. And like, wow, there's so many. Like, if I look at, like, you know, when you're scrolling through your feed and you're like, wow, that was so creative. Like, how she did that transition, you know what I mean? Like, her clothes are so nice, you know. There's so many. But wow, I can name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think first because if I start to look, even Sharon Mudia has really good style. You see,
kind of look alike.
Yeah.
You do look alike. So
my mom told me that before. My sister told me that as well. But like, she has really good style. And also, I feel like style evolves. So, like, at a point, like, you'd like this person to, like, inspire you. But I feel like they're all, like, quite amazing because, you know, you get inspiration, like, from all of them. And just, you just want to blend it all together and just feel like, you want to also, like, do your own thing. But
style does evolve.
Yeah.
And are you evolving with your style?
Yeah.
Would you say you'd be the same person in a few years, or do you see yourself?
Wow, no. Even last year I wasn't the same. Like even in 2019, I'm not the same person as because I feel like once I got like out of my comfort zone, I started wearing like clothes that I just felt really confident, like just wearing those clothes, and I just felt like, wow, I look nice. Do you know what? I just realized like, hey, you need to tell yourself like, I actually look nice. You know what? Yeah, I don't think I think I've gained a lot of confidence. Yes. Like, wow, yeah, because clothes are like magical. You know, they're like magic. You just feel like, wow, I put this on and I just feel like a different person. So, yeah, I feel,
the confidence you've gained is actually very contagious. Like, I can feel how confident you are with yourself, with what you're saying, with what you do and all of that. But would you say that some of these challenges you've experienced with your style, your whole journey, are these some things that are relatable to an everyday online user?
The challenges. I think so, because things like imposter syndrome, I hear like a lot of creatives like go through it. Creative blocks. Like, truly you want to create, but like, it's just not coming. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you can't feel the, like, that thing. Like, you're just like, yes, I want to create that. But like, I feel like If you're in a creative space, you'll definitely feel those. You'll have those moments where you have like no idea, and you just need to give yourself patience. You know, probably also leave a little, because probably you just need to like probably get out of the house, like, just go outside, take a walk, and you never know, ideas may just come to you. You know, just so so creative blocks. I think a lot of people experience like creative blocks in whatever field they're in. You know, yeah, you're trying to like create something, like probably you want to start a business or something, and then you're trying to like come up with new ways of doing something or execute something. It's just not coming, you know. I think it's in every field, like probably it shows in different ways, but like if you're probably like maybe creating content, I think it's more of like creative blocks, imposter syndrome, and then you just need to find that spot where you're just like, you know what, I'm just going to put it out there and just, yeah. I think that book, Elizabeth's book, it really helped, because at that point I was like, you know, you're doubting yourself. You're like, can I really do this? Can I, do I deserve to be doing this? You know? Yeah. So, yeah.
What are some of those hard questions you've had to ask yourself in this journey?
Wow. Like, I think whether you deserve to be doing something, like, or do you, like, should you be doing this? Because other people can do it better.
And how, like, how did you answer that specific question? If you deserve to be doing what you're doing?
So I'm still answering it. So, yeah. But I would say, like, when you realize, like, what you do is, like, unique to you. And, like, that's what I was saying. Like, let's say, like, you, let's say you create content around, let me just use fashion, yeah? But there are different people who create fashion content. Tons, like, so around the world, like, there's so many people, like, you scroll through reels and everyone is doing, like, this transition. I don't know what. But I think when you just realize, like, do you deserve to be doing this? Yeah, this is, I'm going to do it in my way, you know? Like, there's tons of people doing it, but, like, I can do it in, like, my way, you know? Yeah, so, yeah. So I think that's the only way I'd say. Like, you have to keep reminding yourself, because sometimes you're like, I'm not going to post because I shouldn't be posting, but, like, you just put it out there and just when you just detach yourself from your, like, once you've created something and you put it out there, just detach yourself immediately. Whatever happens to it happens, you know. Like, let's say you write a book and it's now out there, like, whatever, like, judgment it gets, praise, you know, it's out there, like, yay if it gets praise, but like, start creating something else, you know what I mean?
You're talking a lot about being unique and finding your certain creativity. What would you say gives you that uniqueness in the industry?
Like my personality or whatever, because I feel like sometimes what gives me my uniqueness is like probably how I'd consume like content from like somewhere else would be different from how someone else would consume it. You know what I mean? Like, let's say, because who you are, you're made up of like experiences, memories, like, and maybe you want to create, like, I'm going to use photos because I like just taking, you know. So let's say, we all like Alice in Wonderland, you know? Yeah. But like, how will you make it like unique to you? Obviously people won't like the same scenes in the whole movie, like they probably pick out like different ones, but I think like just what makes you unique is like picking on what resonates with you and just feeling like, you know, that those things that just make you feel alive, just make you feel like, wow, that was so cool, I can actually I can actually do that, you know what, I can try and just create. And even when it doesn't work out, you can try something else. You know that, hey, that many times I've tried so many things, even buy CG what, and then it doesn't turn out well. And you're
Do you ever feel wasted? Like,
yeah, a lot. It's a but waste of time. I never feel like it's a waste of time. I'm like, okay, through this struggle, because at times I've tried editing things like for so long, and I'm just like, it doesn't end up working. I'm like, you know what? In that, I start looking like, wait, in this whole process, you know how you go on YouTube and check like how to fix what and how to edit it like this. I realized like through that whole process of editing, I've learned so much. So I'm like, I've not really felt wasted. I've actually learned like new ways of like doing like a bunch mm-hmm. of things. Like if it's creating your own props, you know, mm-hmm. like sometimes you create your own props and it doesn't go like how you'd want it to go. And yeah. you're like, this is so much material I'm using mm-hmm. and like probably, but also just don't give up too easily. You can keep those things aside and be like, when inspiration comes again, mm-hmm. like I'm probably going to use them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just don't be like, okay, it didn't work out that time, it's never going to work out. Just be like, you know what, it didn't work out that time, but I can keep them on standby
mm-hmm.
just in case I just get inspired to create something mm-hmm. else. Yeah,
don't quit. You're sounding like a true leader in your path.
Wow.
Like, yesterday I was reading Think and Grow Rich by yeah. Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And in the chapter I was in, he mentioned that winners never quit.
Yeah.
See?
Mm.
And I feel like you're constantly winning because you're talking about putting things aside. I mean, for me, if if an episode goes wrong, I don't even listen to it. Like, you know, I'm just like, this is done. I'm not even thinking of, you know what, I can use it as an emergency episode.
Yeah, okay.
And most of us don't have that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
I mean, it's powerful that you think that way.
Yeah, because just because for me, let me just use myself as an example. Yeah, I'll need material like to build props. Like I'll need mm-hmm. like a lot like to use. Like I'd be walking around the house. Like I use so many things from the house. My mm-hmm. mom just looks at me carrying things outside, and she's
What's happening?
Yeah, she's really like, you know, she even stopped asking questions.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, just do what you're going to do. It's mm-hmm. fine. Like you need help, like it's okay. You can just call me. Yeah, but like. You see, like building props, like not all that, it won't go like well. Like, yeah, maybe sometimes it will go like perfectly, like how you envisioned it is how it actually comes out, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, it just you spend a whole day trying to, and you know, probably during the whole, even sometimes I just take breaks in between, like shooting, and I'm like, mm-hmm. probably I need to eat or something. Like,
yeah, given maybe forget to take care of yourself.
I need to eat probably. Maybe that's why it's not working out. So like after even going, you go eat, drink some water, and then you come back, it's still not working out. You just say, you know what, I'll try something else. Cause like I was saying before, I shot the Alice in Wonderland. I mm-hmm. shot something the previous day, mm-hmm. and I was like, I think I took such a long time putting like fabric together, like, and trying to make this whole thing. And I was like, you know how you see it in your head, and then like then when you're trying to take those photos, you're like, mm-hmm. that's not how I envisioned it, but like it's, we can try. Like I didn't even know what I was going to do, but I was going through like my notebook, and mm-hmm. I was like, wait, I was supposed to shoot like this like concept. Yeah Then I was just like, you know what, I could try. But I was like, okay, but I felt like, and then you know, I was talking myself out of it, like, okay, you know, you're not ready. You need to like see how you suspend your props and whatever. I was like, you know what, we'll know tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll just know how we'll do it. And so I was just like, you know what, if it just doesn't go well, you know what, it's fine. You don't have to post that week. Just relax.
Oh, that's serious.
Relax. It's not like, yeah. So I think, and I was just like, you know, let me just go for it. That's why if I buy some like fabric or something I need for like props or
mm-hmm.
like just for the concept and mm-hmm. it doesn't work out, I just keep it aside. Then I'll be like, you know what, if it inspiration comes again, we'll just shoot. Yeah, but if it doesn't, we'll just wait. It could be a year from now and you could be just thinking about, oh, I have this, I could use it. Because there's so many things I've bought and I was like, how will I even repurpose this? And I found ways to use it again and again. So I feel like just be patient with yourself. Just mm-hmm. do it again. If you feel like, you know, sometimes you can be creating and you end up like getting so frustrated. You're like, you know, I'm done with this, you mm-hmm. know. But just relax and just be like, you know what? If you really like it, just you don't have to create this same. Like, you know, you could try the same shoot today, tomorrow, and then you even get like, burnt out and you're just wondering, mm-hmm. okay, like what's happening, mm-hmm. you know. So just give yourself a break. Like if you need a break from that idea, just take a break. Like it could be like months from now, but you'll shoot it when you're ready.
By the way, all these things you do, taking photos, editing, you also do some design. Is it something you've learned in school or have you taught yourself?
No, I just taught myself how to do it. Yeah, I just...
The University of YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube is your best friend. You know, Google, you need help, like learning how to, like, make things look like.
So we literally don't have an excuse.
Yeah, for real. Like, if you really want to learn anything, the internet is there. If you just want to learn, like, how to do, like, I don't know, how to start a podcast, you see.
You just Google just how Google, to. Google,
like, how to, like, wow, YouTube just teaches you everything. So, like, you want to learn, like, new editing tips, because I feel like if you're creating, you're learning every day, because you should be learning every day, because, like, if you want to learn how to, because you have ideas, you know, ideas come, and then you're like, wait, how will I learn how to do that? YouTube, you know, because I don't think you'll have the same idea every time, like how to take a certain photos all the time, you know. Even it's like learning how to do transitions, you know, how like how TikTok, you know. You're doing like,
I'm cool. Not TikTok savvy either. Like, I respect.
When I see those traditions, I'm like, wow, okay, you just, how you just did that outfit change was so cool. And
right?
And they had to learn. They just learned. And I feel like they're learning all the time, you know. Like,
learning, practicing, failing, trying again.
Yeah, because getting it perfect. If you dance, probably you're learning a new dance move every day. And you're
now
like,
that's something I'll never try. No, thank you.
Yeah, you see, things like that. So, like, I feel like, you're constantly learning. Like, you learn how to edit today. Tomorrow you learn how to build props. And then the next day you're just trying to see how you can attach garments to make, like, this whole thing. But I think the thing about, like, putting fabric together, I'd really want to get into design, like, in future. Like, just designing clothes, I think I'd really like to do that. So, yeah. So, because all the time I'm like, probably I can't do it professionally right now, but... You know, you never know. You might have a whole team who are so talented in putting your ideas, like, just together and just making them real life things. So I feel like, just be patient with yourself. And just keep creating.
Have you watched The Bold Type?
Yeah.
You're sounding so much like Saturn.
Oh, yeah. Like,
when she started in fashion, and then she tried design.
Yeah.
And then she finally found her purpose. Mm. Like, you sound so much like her.
Wow. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, you can try a lot of things. Like, you could try, like, design. Maybe you can try everything. Like, you want to try how to style people. Mm-hmm. You realize you're not really good at it. You can move on to something else. I think fashion has so many different so I feel like just relax, because I think I was watching something by Vogue. I think they were like, how fashion editors actually help to bring, like, a concept to life. Is it something like that? So I feel like there's so much you can do. You can learn how, like, fashion photography. You could learn so many things. Probably you do detailed shots of, like, jewelry or something like that, you know what I mean? So
I get you.
So there's so much you could do. Just, you can try everything. Like, just to, plus we are young, you can just,
we are, right?
And is it really late? It's never late to try, like,
imagine
everything.
It's never late to try anything. Because I have an aunt who's almost 60, and she just got her driving license.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's it should be commendable, because I feel like
you're never young, you're never too young or too old to do anything.
Because imagine you have this time on earth, and then you're just going to waste it thinking about, like, oh my gosh, what will people think? I'm like, that. You could be thinking about, like, global warming or things like that, you know. But, like, you're thinking about what people will think. I think, like, come on.
Come on.
We can do something else.
Melanie's like, no.
No, we can't be doing that.
We don't do that.
Yeah, because, like, okay, people will think of you, like, for seconds. And then it just goes away. Probably they see your post. If you're, like, you have, like, chronic imposter syndrome. And, like, you post and, like, immediately you just want it gone. And just be like... Just trust me, people just scroll through and just be like, you know, just minding that they have other things to think about.
Like, that's so true. Like, the rate at which I just scroll mindlessly. I mean, it's so obvious that other people are doing the same thing.
And then to think there's a creative out there just thinking, this is not good enough. Trust me, they liked the photo and they moved on with their life. So instead of saying, just create, put it out there and, like, just let it do its thing.
Let it do its own thing.
Yeah.
No, many a times people say that your net worth is your network.
Yeah.
I've seen you doing a lot of collaborations with many other talented people.
Yeah.
Talented photographers, talented women. You know, you do a lot of creative concepts with other people.
Yeah.
How would you describe your current network, and what's the importance of having such people in your community, in your field?
Wow, okay. So I think the first time I was collaborating with someone, it was a photographer. His name is Yobi. He's listening to this. He's really talented. So like I think that time, like when we shot some concept, when we shot, like it was like fashion photography kind of thing. So so I think that time I was like, I never like worked with anyone literally.
How was the experience working with someone for the first time?
First, you don't even know how to act. You don't, because you see the thing, they have ideas, you have ideas, yeah, but you just come to a place where you just make it like one like really cool thing like you guys created, you know, because if let's say like you're a team of four and then we all have like different things we're thinking about, like how to shoot this like thing, like
you need some sort of understanding.
Need to come to like a point where like, okay, this is the space we have, how can we use it and how can we like incorporate like what everyone wants, like you know, and just make it this like really cool thing, like, because
how successful is it to actually come to an agreement, especially with people you've not worked with before?
You know Natasha, yeah?
I know Natasha.
Hi. So I think there's a shoot we did a while back with one of her friends and a photographer, two photographers actually. So you see, there are two different ideas, you see, and one person doing styling, you know, and all of us also like have ideas on like how we want it like to come together, like beach or hairstyle, you know, like people like want it to look like kind of like cohesive and just make it look like really everything just put together, like all these ideas came together and you just made it one like really nice thing. So like with first two photographers, I don't know how it at first they were their friends, so like I think they're used to working with each other, so it's easy for them, but I was just thinking, what if they didn't know each other, like it would be so hard. But I just realized once you're creating together, I think you just it's just so much fun that you're just like, you know what, let's just do whatever she said, whatever he said, that's cool, let's try that and let's do all of it and let's see how it will look, you know, because maybe we're supposed to be like taking photos like I don't know, like behind this backdrop, and like maybe one person doesn't like that color, let's say that, like we just try all of them, you know what, like we have time, we can try all of them, whatever looks good, it's fine, we just tried all of them. But yeah, also planning prior helps.
That's important.
I think it helps so that like you just don't come over there and then you're just like, okay, we are all here but we have no idea where to begin, we have no like we have just come there to just shoot and we have no idea, like so like just sending each other like ideas, like, oh, we could do this. It's not like you're trying to make the same exact photo, because of course it won't come out like this. But just putting your ideas together, I think it helps. It really helps, just saying like, I have this idea, we could try this right now. Even you could be shooting and then an idea just comes to you and you're like, you know what guys, we can try this instead, you know. So I think just also listening to each other, you know, listening. It's not like you're doing it alone. Yeah, so you just listen to other people. If they feel like we should do it like this, just listen to them. Like, okay, I hear you. And we're going to do it like this way. We see how it turns out, you know. Yeah.
What are some of the things you've learned in the teamwork process? And would you consider such collaborations again and again and again in the future?
Yeah. I think so, because the thing with collaborating, I think, yes, you can create alone, you know, but sometimes even after you collaborate, you get so inspired to create again, like you leave a shoot and you're just like, wow, today was so fun. So you're like, wow, I want to like shoot like even for like 2 weeks continuously. I just want to like create. That helps. And also, like, I think listening to each other. I think, like, just listening to each other and being like, can we try this, you know? And it's never like, once you listen to each other and, like, you just come to an understanding, like, where you're just like, we could try this because clearly it might work out, you know? Like, let's shoot in this location. And if someone sees, like, that location won't work out because, you know, we'll be, just listen to each other, you know? Like, because, and then... But I feel like create the people I've worked with, they're really open mm-hmm. to like trying new things mm-hmm. and be like, do you want to try this out? Let's try and see how let's it looks. It like out. We have time. Like let's
just sometimes try. You didn't like what you've created with other people and they didn't like it as well, then like you just had to get rid of whatever happened or start over.
Wait, times that I didn't like what mm-hmm. I created. No. Mm-hmm. But I think I was doubting. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you doubt and say, is it really good? Like that mm-hmm. good. You know what I mean? But like but just like you see when you're creating, like with other people, like before when you're shooting, I think there's the vibe like when you're shooting, like when you're just mm-hmm. all together over mm-hmm. there, like I think even the vibe like reflects on your photos.
Yeah.
Like it shows like probably you guys had a good time. Like and mm-hmm. you guys just like yeah. So I don't think there's any time like I shot and I was like, I really don't like. I think the times I was like, that was my own personal like imposter syndrome like thingy going on, and I was just like, no, should I really post? And I'm like, you know what, I really like it. You know mm-hmm. what? It's not about like I really like it and we had fun creating it, I'm going to post it. So mm-hmm. yeah.
So when I record these episodes before I upload them, I'm always like, wait, it's a good episode because one, my guest was vibrant like mm-hmm. you. Two, there was a lot of chemistry. Three, because of this and that and that. Mm-hmm. So when you do what you do, mm-hmm. how do you know it's good? What is good to you?
Well, I think I've learned to just put out what I like first, you know, mm-hmm. like just making sure like I like it first, you know, mm-hmm. and being okay with it. I was watching something and they were like, they were saying that when you're creating art, like when you know it's good, you don't need like validation, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah, you can accept like criticism. And if someone wants to like help out, like with what, like just give you tips here and there, you know, that's okay. But like, not to say like if someone tells you this isn't good, you know what I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not good. Just uh-huh. you need to feel like as though it's good, because mm-hmm. sometimes I'd be shooting and I'd be at home with like my mom and my sister, and I spent a whole day, my mom is like, wait, you didn't like the photos?
Which
is
right?
Like how, because it's like that's so nice, and I'm like it's not what I want. She's mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't get it, and she's just uh-huh. looking, wondering what's not nice about it. She's like, okay, like you want to repeat it? Then I'm like, it's like, so you'll do this again a whole mm-hmm. day? Like, okay, because it's mostly weekends, you know, because you have yeah. a lot of time on weekends. So like, she's like, so you'll do it again? Because let's say I shot like on a Saturday, like, so you'll do it again like on Sunday, like you'll shoot like the whole. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, yeah, because then that's the thing, you know, maybe someone else would think like it's let's say good, but mm-hmm. like for you, you're like, it's not how I want it to look, you mm-hmm. know, like you already have how, like in your head, you already know, like it's supposed to look like this and just, you know, have its own look. Mm-hmm. So once you know, like, that's the thing about art. You just need to know, do I like it? I like it. I'm going mm-hmm. to put it out there. Like, yeah, if I don't like it, I'm not going to post it.
So it's up to you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It really is up to you. Mm. I mean, I feel like we've had such an amazing conversation.
Yeah.
And just to wind things up, I want to ask my favorite question. It's mm-hmm. been my favorite question since the beginning of this new season.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say has been your highest moment and mm-hmm. your lowest moment in this creative journey?
Mm-hmm. My highest moment, I think, was my feature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. And also, and my lowest moment. Wow, my lowest moment. I think like having a creative block for so long, like mm-hmm. it could be like 3 weeks and mm-hmm. you like have like no idea like what you're going mm-hmm. to put out. And I think I've learned like also don't overthink it.
I
just reimagine like what you've created mm-hmm. and just you'll be fine. It's mm-hmm. it's okay. Yeah, but yeah, just that, just having super long creative blocks and you're like, is there something wrong with me? Like, I thought I had ideas when I don't have them anymore. I'm like, probably I'm overthinking it. Like, just the first thing idea that comes to your mind, just put it out there. Like,
just put it out
yeah.
there.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that what you would like to be your final word to our audience today? like, what would you want us to walk out of this episode with?
Just own your craft. Own your craft. Yeah. And I just love be that. Confident and just make it your own. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So, guys, that is Melanie Kijedi for you. You can find her on Instagram as
Melanie
Kijedi.
Kijedi, yeah.
_ Kijedi. Kijedi,
yeah. Right?
That's such a nice name, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Kijedi. And this is marking the end of our episode here on OOTB. We're on Instagram as OOTB Podcast, available on all podcast listening platforms. Make sure you subscribe to our website as well. And a big thanks to Trio Media for making this happen. Bye, guys. See you next time.